This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Tonight we're starting off in Japan. Children in Japan will not be taught about LGBTI issues for at least 10 years after the government decided against including it in their curriculum. The Japanese government has been has attracted a backlash from the Human Rights Watch about this once-in-a-decade review, yet they have left out sexual and gender minorities. Human Rights Watch says the government had missed an opportunity in choosing not to include much-needed information about LGBTI people to help children grow and learn. The charity condemned the government's excuse that doing so would be difficult. That's an interesting way of putting it. Because the public and guardians have not accepted the topic yet, calling it potentially untrue.
Ooh, that's an odd turn of phrase. And there has been a few edges forward in LGBT rights in Japan, particularly in the area of same-sex marriages and things. So,
a lot of that's in local government rather than
at the national level. Yes, and it doesn't involve the children, because who's looking after the children?
The study was conducted by Osaka-based Professor Yosare Hidoka, who also found that more than half of the LGBT people faced homophobic bullying at school, and just 13% of teachers were able to resolve the issue.
And 73% of teachers thought it should be included in the curriculum. Across to Indonesia now, where 8 men have been arrested for holding what has been called a gay party. It happened in Surabaya, which is the second biggest city in Indonesia, and the pair face up to 15 years in prison. 6 other attendees have also had charges laid. The local police detective said there were 14 men in 2 hotel rooms. There was porn involved and deviant sexual acts like stroking each other's chests. Very deviant. Now, this particular detective, who is known for his regular posts on Facebook about the arrests he's made, he wrote that police had confiscated motorcycles and cars and arrested the men at this so-called gay party. There is no indication as to any damage that men were causing or any law that they were breaking. And, of course, in Indonesia, it's not illegal to be gay except in Aceh province. So we will stand by and see how this unfolds, the latest turn against LGBT people in Indonesia.
And now over to USA, where a Russian gay HIV-positive asylum seeker has been released from US detention centre. The out gay HIV-positive asylum seeker has been released after being detained for more than a month. Dennis arrived in the US from Russia back in 2014 and, despite overstaying on a tourist visa, had applied for political asylum within a one-year deadline. But the 30-year-old has now been detained in an ICE detention centre for more than a month. He was arrested when trying to return to Miami from a trip to the US, Virgin Islands, and taken to Chrome Detention Centre. He had claimed political asylum because of the peril faced by some members of the LGBT plus community in Russia. According to Sergei Piskunov, Dennis had been given access to his HIV medications in the detention centre, but was denied access to a doctor. He was awaiting his asylum interview, had a valid employment authorization and a number, and had no criminal record, says Pisanov, earlier this week, who works with Russia LGBT.
And given the news lately of North Korea that we are seeing, believe it or not, we actually have a gay person has fled North Korea. Jan Yong-jin said he never loved his wife. Throughout their marriage, he felt guilty and confused, ashamed that, in his words, ruined one woman's life. Jang did not hear the word homosexual for the first 37 years of his life, saying there was no concept of what it meant, saying nothing unusual in his native North Korea. I was in Pyongyang university when I went to a neurologist wondering why I was so different. But as soon as he started talking about his feelings, he had to run out of the office because the doctor started yelling at him.
I remember we did a show on North Korea, which you can find on our webpage, the podcast of, and that whole topic of being able to talk about it came up, and the term homosexual is just not known. So even if, people might sort of look at you blankly, not even shout at you. I mean, very challenging.
How trapped would you feel? Anyway, Jan fled across the border into China in 1996, where he struggled for 13 months to find his way to South Korea. China sadly regards North Koreans as an economic migrants rather than refugees or defectors. And if they're caught, they're usually sent back to North Korea to space punishment.
I love this bit. He learned about homosexuality from a magazine in a doctor's surgery. It was probably one of those magazines from the 70s, I think, but, you know.
But isn't that amazing?
They have their use.
Yeah, I mean, this poor bloke's clearly had his feelings and he's finally got it confirmed. Anyway, North Korea society treats these people as abnormal. Reading a magazine in a doctor's surgery in 1998, not long after he arrived in South Korea, Jang saw the article about homosexuality and it was like a light had been switched on. He suddenly had his identity.
And he says he is now very, very optimistic. In brief, Russia. In Russia, police have arrested activists in St. Petersburg protesting gay concentration camps in Chechnya.
And South Korea, front runner President Moon Jae-in, I don't like homosexuality, he says.
Over to China, the Chinese Communist Party is facing backlash after it called for members to refer to each other as comrade. The term had been common in the country under Mao's leadership, but has grown unpopular as the country has considered it too gay.
And in Hong Kong, in a landmark victory, a gay civil servant's husband will be entitled to the same benefits as his heterosexual colleague spouses after a successful legal challenge against the government policy.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.